Let's catch up now with Bendigo Police, as we do around this time each week. And with us this morning, we've got Acting Senior Sergeant Megan Gladstone. Megan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So last week when we had Brian Hansen with us, we sort of touched on the fact that White Night is looming, and that's probably going to be one of the biggest events that we've seen for quite a while. So I'm assuming that there's still a lot of police planning to go. How are things sort of coming along in terms of the planning for White Night?
Yeah, things are going really well. We've got lots of resources being deployed over the next week or so. So the community will notice that there's a few more police cars around town as of sort of next week, which is sort of really exciting.
It is. Is one of the biggest challenges just basically getting everyone in and getting everyone out?
Yeah, our major focus is just making sure that it's a safe event for everyone. With increased visitors to the town, that comes, you know, extra cars on the road. There'll also be road closures and things like that. So just wanting to make sure that people really plan ahead. The council have organised park and ride locations. So the message sort of is just to make sure people plan ahead, work out how they're going to get there, and get to and from the event safely.
Yeah, I think the public transport, you mentioned the sort of park and ride is a brilliant idea. And also, you know, just generally using buses to get close to the city as opposed to cars, because you know, it's going to be an absolute, when I say schmozzle, it's going to be, you know, a very busy old time, isn't it?
Yeah, we just want to make sure that pedestrians in particular are safe, and, you know, that with all the extra people walking around the town, that there's no issues.
The pedestrian one, we brought that up a few weeks ago, actually, because there's been, I guess, a spike in incidents with pedestrians, which is a bit of a worry. Well, it's more than a bit of a worry. So probably, you know, between heads down on devices and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's very beholden not only on car drivers but actually on the pedestrians as well to keep an eye out to see what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, the centre of our town is where all our licensed premises and things are. So late at night as well, there's that factor to consider when you're driving around, just to make sure that you know, you're looking out for pedestrians, and yeah, as you said, distraction's a huge cause of that.
I tell you what, I lived overseas for a number of years, and in and around Dublin, hells bells and cockle shells. You reckon there the pedestrians is just see a gap, go. They go in every direction. So actually, we're not too bad here compared to a lot of places, but even so, we've still got to have our wits about us, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's definitely been a statewide spike in those sort of incidents, so it's something to be aware of.
Yep. Now, a perennial favourite, he says, inverted commas, motor vehicle thefts. Reminder again, hello, lock your car.
Yeah, lock your cars. Don't leave valuables in them. And yeah, just anything that you want to keep in your possession, don't leave in your car.
No, it's a very straightforward one, but have we seen sort of any variations in terms of, like, the numbers still higher? Well, obviously they're always higher than you would like, but with the car theft, still a real worry, obviously.
Yeah, it's continuing to be an upward trend in the area, so yeah, again, we'll just continue the messaging and make sure that people are locking their cars, but also that people are locking their front doors of their houses, or all their doors at night. There's been a couple of incidents recently where offenders have gained entry to premises via unlocked front or rear doors.
Yeah, well, I know one of your colleagues said some time back that, you know, most of these people are purely opportunists. So, you know, if the door is locked, they'll move on. Don't make it easy for them, I guess, is the message, isn't it?
That's exactly right,
yeah. And I guess just finally, Megan, you know, we're still, like, the last couple of days, we've had sort of downpours and what have you, and it almost makes the roads worse when there's been a dry couple of days and then the rain sort of gets it very slippery. So I guess it's the, again, perennial old message to just drive to the road conditions and limits.
Yeah, absolutely. I think today's going to be particularly rainy, so drive to the conditions.
Well, the good news is I got my lawn cut 10 minutes before it started raining yesterday. So, see, there's always an upside, Megan.
Good job.
Thank you. Hey, listen, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, and we'll chat to one of your colleagues again next week.
Great. Thanks for this opportunity.
Good on you. Acting Senior Sergeant Megan Gladstone on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.